News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Vintners Federation of Ireland is urging the government to introduce a 40% excise rebate on draft products sold in pubs in the upcoming budget as what they're describing, a critical measure to preserve Ireland's pub culture and sustain rural communities. And I'm joined by their CEO, Pat Crotty. Pat, before we get into why you feel this is necessary, just explain to our listeners how this might work.
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, we have worked out a mechanic with the help of Tony Foley, the esteemed economist, to make sure it would work, because there's no use going to government with a plan that can't work. And the idea would be that pubs that trade would recover the 40% at a later date based on VAT periods. So in effect, it would be netted off against their VAT payment and make it very easy for the revenue to be able to account for it and keep up with it. And would also mean that it only goes to people who are actually open, trading and providing employment and doing the things that we're trying to save.
So it would come off their VAT bill in effect, and,
yes,
and that would take, so they'd have to owe a VAT bill, so therefore they have to be trading, they can't just get some kind of a grant.
Correct. So, based on the number of kegs they actually bought over a period of time, which would be verified by the suppliers, because there's really only three or four major suppliers of kegs and we're only talking about keg products.
Okay, and you're talking about a cap as well of up to 20,000 euros.
Absolutely,
and
yes,
beyond that. Okay. So if you're selling loads and very, you know, doing well for yourself, this isn't going to apply. So, OK, that's the mechanics.
That's not who we're trying to help. No, we're trying to help the people who are really
struggling, the smaller pub operators. OK.
Yeah.
That's how it would work. Now, tell me why you think it's important.
Well, Ciara, we're almost at an existential crisis stage now, because we have the dual issue of falling turnover for rural and small town pubs and increasing costs. And government has accepted its part in the matter by saying this will reduce the VAT on, it says hospitality, in effect it's actually only on food. So for all the pubs out there, which is more than half the pubs in the country, who don't sell any food but who are subject to all the same cost increases that are applied by government, there's nothing in it for them. So they've been left to hang out and hope they'll survive. And we know at this stage they will not survive. So the government needs to address them directly if they want them to stay alive.
OK, so if you're a pub that has food, you may be getting a bit of a reprieve here. But if you are purely a pints and drinks kind of a pub, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
Is that a kind of a mindset now? Do you believe, Pat, that not only do we sort of, are we a bit snippy maybe about pubs that don't serve food in some ways, but also that alcohol itself is seen as, I suppose, a bogeyman in society or a negative in society, so that we might be willing to give some kind of a reprieve around hospitality that's food related, but not for alcohol specifically, because of, I suppose, how we view it nowadays in terms of harm?
Well, that's particularly, Ciara, why we picked on the draft beer. One, because it only applies to pubs. It doesn't apply to the off-trade and the supermarkets and all that situation. So we're not trying to make drink generally
cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. And the second thing is, if you could consider all the different drink products, draft beer of less than 5% alcohol is, in inverted commas, the safest product that you could offer, if there is such a thing. But the big thing that people seem to be missing until they're gone is that the pub isn't just about drink. And certainly the rural and community pub isn't just about drink. It is literally that. It is the community. It is the hub. It is where life begins and ends and everything in between happens as well. And it is the last man standing in an awful lot of parishes and villages and small towns where everything else is gone. And it is the little bit of glue holding the community together still. And they are disappearing. And if I could just say that in France this year, the government has come up with a new policy where they're giving grants to people to open pubs in the rural villages where there are none left, because they now realise that there is no social outlet. There is nothing for people's health and well-being in terms of community left in all these rural parts of France. So they're trying to recover from a position we haven't got to yet. And if we're not careful, we will get there. Yeah.
And is that what you're saying? Do this now so that down the line you won't regret this what you've
Absolutely,
lost.
Absolutely, because you will never recreate what we have. You will create something else, but it won't be the same as we have.
All right.
And maybe it'll be better, but the chances are you're taking a big risk to just throw it away.
And Pat, maybe a last question. Have you had any kind of feedback on how well or otherwise this idea might be received?
Technically, we're launching it today, but we have spoken to a significant number of individual TDs and senators about it, and they can see the logic of it, and they think it would be well received. And if you think that just in the pure economics point of view, it would help a huge number of businesses, and it will cost a fraction of the cost. Less than 20% of the cost of the VAT change is going to come in the next budget for food businesses. So it's good value for what it will achieve.
Okay. Pat Crotty, CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us. I would love to know what people think about that out there. I do think people are afraid of the passing of the rural pub, but is this the right way to go around fixing things? Love to hear from you this morning on the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.